And on 3SH, we'll take you back to Heidi Murphy for Tom Elliott shortly. On the phone, Acting General Manager for the Balranald Shire Council, Ray Davey. Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, there is only one story in town, and that, of course, affecting us all across our listening area, the border closures.
Indeed, indeed. And that's a changing landscape from one day to another. Your listeners would be aware that initially the Tulebuck Bridge was closed, although that's not in the Balranald Shire, but it very much affects people in the Balranald area.
Mm-hmm.
And that was initially going to be a hard closure. But after further representations from both Balranald and Murray River Shires, the police have now opened that. So as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Tulebuck Bridge was reopened with a border checkpoint. The other crossing that is within our area, of course, is the Euston-Robinvale Bridge. That's been operating as a checkpoint ever since the border closure came into effect Tuesday evening. Nyer Bridge is not in our area. That, I understand, is still closed and under discussion as to whether or not there might be an opening of that one. One of the things that most people are wanting clarity on is the issue of eligibility for permits to cross the border and what the rules are around movements with and without permits. And so the first thing I want to say for people in Balranald is that there's been some confusion because there was a reference on the Service New South Wales website which talked about border communities being those within 50 kilometres of the border. Now, I have to emphasise that that is not actually an official definition and that doesn't appear anywhere within the public health orders. The definition of what's becoming known as the border bubble is actually being updated and not finally resolved, but our understanding is that the entire Shire of Balranald will be classified as a border community. So people might be 100, 150 kilometres north of Balranald, but they will be still classified as being in a border community, and they will be entitled to the Type C permit for crossing, and Type C is specifically for border communities, and it does not have a 14-day isolation requirement attached to it. Any of our people in the Balranald Shire should be eligible to get that. Now, there is another message that I think is quite important for us to get to people, and that is that Premier and the Police Commissioner have been very strong in delivering a message that people, despite having the permits, should not travel outside of the border communities except for essential purposes. In other words, there's seen to be a realistic risk within this bubble that there might still be a transmission of the virus across from infected people in Victoria. And the last thing anybody wants is for that to be taken further north or further afield in New South Wales. And equally, we have been asked to minimise visitation from elsewhere in New South Wales. So on the one hand, we have quite a lot of flexibility in terms of moving around within our community and across the border, so hopping down to Swan Hill to pick up the hardware or whatever, but not to go wandering off around the rest of the state or indeed the rest of Victoria unless there is an absolutely essential purpose. The permits, I should say also, have to be renewed every 14 days. So it's a reminder to people that if you've got a permit, check the date on it and make sure that you renew it and don't find yourself on the wrong side of the border.
Well, I have to get back to Heidi Murphy now. That was Ray Davey, Acting General Manager for the Balranald Shire Council. Some important information there, Ray. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.